What happened was that an unskilled artisan was called to work on a gas cylinder which contained chlorine, and he inadvertently cut the chlorine open without proper handling. And this happened in a populated environment. And as soon as the chlorine was cut open, the gas got emitted into the atmosphere and a lot of people inhaled it, causing a lot of problems, rendering some of them to be unconscious, and they had to be rushed to the hospital.
So what happened to the individuals involved? Has your government been able to find them?
There were two individuals that were involved, according to the eyewitness who were around. And the two individuals, as at the time I'm talking to you, are still at large, but the police is on their trail.
As you said, the two individuals involved are on the run. Is the federal government under the assumption that a crime has been committed? And what do you intend to do if they are, let's say, apprehended?
The police has to investigate the matter. And, you know, in the course of investigations, the individuals involved will be very critical to investigation. At the moment, nobody is assuming that anything criminal had taken place until it has been proved in the law court.
What is the level of the federal government's involvement in terms of regulating this kind of profession?
Well, there is a standard regulation in Nigeria, and in order to upgrade what we had before now, the Federal Ministry of Environment has just concluded a plan. We call it National Chemical Emergency Coordinating Plan. It's a contingency plan put in place for all stakeholders that are handling anything, chemicals, hazardous substances, to be able to have an input into how we can enlighten Nigerians on how to properly handle what is very hazardous, what is dangerous to lives and to the environment. We will be able to have an input into it, and then we'll bring it up into the level of regulation so that every state of the federation will look at it as a model that they can key into. And then we can use it to regulate handling of chemicals that are hazardous to Nigerians all over the country.
Rotimi, one would assume that this industry, this metal scrap dealership and the weldering of this is an industry in Nigeria. And so I'm kind of assuming that it's taking long for your government to know that it has to regulate this.
One thing you should give to Nigeria is that since we started democracy in 1999, we have had to sort out every aspect of life in the country. And this takes a long time in terms of how you're going to put everything in order. Now, democracy has allowed Nigeria to be able to put order into their lives in every way that you want to look at it. And we are trying to regulate every aspect of life in such a way that Nigerians will be able to know that, okay, fine. When you move on the road, you have to move in this order. When you live your life, the kind of accommodation you can live in that will be good, decent for you, that will guarantee decency and guarantee long life and welfare. These are some of the things we are putting in place. So I don't think government is being slow at all in terms of regulating this kind of industry. Nigeria is a very big country, and we are just trying to put order into the country.